Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Hey, welcome back to the old camp house, or welcome for the first time, whichever it may be. We're sure tickled you're here. I'm Billy Kender, and I'm your host here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by a great product from the trusted name Purina. It's called Calming Care. It's for your dog. It's for the overactive dog, the guy that likes to bark a lot or jump on company a lot when they come over. Calming Care, very safely, over time, calms your dog. It could be the perfect remedy. Talk to your vet about Calming Care from Purina. It is a busy camp house today. We're full. Got some catching up to do with Bassmaster Elite Angler Jamie Hartman. Formerly of New York, now lives in Arkansas, and he hoisted his first Bassmaster Elite trophy last weekend on the legendary Lake Guntersville. We'll talk to Jamie a little later. During that same bass tournament, Elite Angler Kelly J sunk a treble hook into his hand. Now, he had done that before, but never quite this deep. Most of the time, when hooked, the angler finds a way to work that out. But this time, the hooks on the jerkbait went deep. And Kelly required a trip to the hospital. And despite missing a couple of hours of angling during the tournament, still managed a top 10 finish. We'll catch up with him, see how he's healing up. It's time to get those trail cams up and running, and I'm really interested in what Spy Point is producing. We're going to talk about these cameras. Cellular, solar, all built into one little portable unit. They're pretty cool. And Trent Marsh from Spy Point is here to talk to us about them today. Plus, Samantha Petter. She's with the Council to Advance Hunting and the Shooting Sports. And if you're listening to this show, that's probably something you're in favor of. We'll see what she has to say, too. So pull up a chair and join the conversation. We're sure glad you're here in the camp house with us today at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. We had a ton of free fishing days in different states across the country back in the earlier part of June. Thursday, we'll celebrate the 4th of July, our nation's birthday, and more states will be featuring free fishing days. North Carolina is one of those, residents and non-residents alike. How about your state? It's easy. TakeMeFishing.org stays on top of all of that for you, 365. The 4th of July and 4th of July weekend is always a deadly time on the water. That's why it's necessary for things like Operation Dry Water. That's a national campaign that aims to reduce the amount of alcohol and drug-related accidents on the water. You'll see more wardens and water police out and about. Just don't do it. Not worth it. Hey, there's a lot of good stuff going on the water. Bass fishing with high schoolers, junior high schoolers, college kids. It's exciting to see. Pennsylvania's Elizabethtown High School duo of Anthony Cicero IV and Dakota Snyder brought in a three-bass limit of 16 pounds, 6 ounces, and won the 2019 TBF Student Angler Federation High School Fishing World Finals on Pickwick Lake. You know, we're accustomed to seeing champions at all levels from California, Texas, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee. You don't hear a lot about Pennsylvania, and that makes this story about these two youngsters especially exciting for me anyway. Anthony and Dakota have won their choice of scholarship offers from Bethel University in Tennessee, Simpson University in California, or Kentucky Christian University. How can fishing change lives? Well, after the win, Anthony Cicero said, "I might go to college now since we won. At first, I wasn't sure if I'd go, but I might go now." And his partner, Dakota Snyder, says he plans to join the United States Marines after his senior year. It was the North Lake Christian School fishing team of Christopher Captabosque of Covington, Louisiana, and Sam Acosta of Madisonville, Louisiana, that won the 2019 TBF FLW High School Fishing National Championship on Pickwick Lake. They each pick up a $40,000 four-year scholarship to Kentucky Christian University. The High School Fishing National Championship on Pickwick Lake, presented by FLW, was a three-day event that saw the entire field of 215 teams compete over 2 days. It featured the top anglers from the 2019 TBF High School Fishing State Championships and Bass Pro Shops FLW High School Fishing Open events. tomorrow evening at sunset, it's on. That's a bona fide maneuver right there. The 2019 frogging season opens up tomorrow evening at sunset in the great state of Missouri. Runs through October 31st. You do need a fishing permit or a small game hunting permit, depending upon how you're going to take your frogs. If you're going to shoot them with a 22 or air rifle, you need that hunting permit. By hand net, atlatl, gig, bow, trot line, throw line, limb line, bank line, jug line, snagging, snaring, grabbing, pole and line, fishing license. The daily limit is 8 frogs, and that's any combination of green frogs and bullfrogs. Bullfrogs are the most popular because of those big legs. I've used Fortiflora for many years with my dogs. It not only stops GI upset in our dogs, but works well as a preventative, too, before that long road trip or that hot weather workout with your bird dogs. It's called Fortiflora, and Chewy.com can deliver it right to your front door. Fortiflora. Get your butter hot, Florida. Base gallop season opens on Monday for Franklin through the northwestern portion of Taylor counties, as well as Levy, Citrus, and Hernando counties.
I'm Champ Caldwell from the University of Missouri Bass Fishing Team. And while I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm dreaming of big bass with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoors men and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
Hey guys, don't lose that bragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back-to-back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
Hey, we would love to hear from you. Camp house phone number 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256, or drop me a line. It's Billy at BBKORadio.com. Billy at BBKORadio.com. Got a note this week from a fellow named Kip Barr. I met Kip in a roundabout way on the lake this week. Kip was bank fishing for bass, and I've kind of had to cut through his fishing area because of flooded water to try to get to the bank. I was taking the only route I could take to get to the bank to pick up a buddy. We were going bass fishing for a while. I apologized to Kip for having to come so close to him, and he was really nice about it. He said, no big deal. And then the next day, I received this note from Kip. He says, hey, it was Monday afternoon when our paths crossed. I was fishing, and you were picking up a buddy to go fish. You had to pull in front of me to pick him up because of the flooded road. As soon as you said something, I knew the voice. I just wanted to say that before you got on plane in your boat, I hooked into a 3.85. I guess you woke him up for me. Thanks for the help, ha-ha. Tight lines, Kip. Hey, Kip, glad to help, and I'm glad it turned out positive. Congrats on the 3.8. Send a picture. We want to see that fish. Real easy to upload your photos from your iPhone, your Android, your pad, your laptop, wherever, at bbkoradio.com. Just click on the bragging board, bbkoradio.com. A little later on this hour, we're going to catch up with Bassmaster Elite Angler Jamie Hartman. Super excited for him. He picked up his first Bassmaster Elite Championship trophy on legendary Lake Gunnersville last weekend. We'll catch up with him a little later. Right now, though, Jim Terrell from Off Duty Armory, Burleson, Texas. He and I love to talk about guns. We love to shoot guns. We love to hunt together. We enjoy each other's company, and we love to defend our homes properly. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Jim, welcome back. You teach and have taught for years gun safety and proper gun handling, shooting technique, how to shoot, when to shoot, where to shoot, whether or not to shoot. You do a terrific job of talking about the mental part of proper and safe gun ownership with a lot of people. More and more people purchasing guns these days to defend their homes. It's an ugly world. All you have to do is look at the headlines. So talk to us a little bit, Jim, about what you recommend for folks that are looking for that home defense solution in a gun.
Yeah, Bill, we do talk a lot about this, and I'm first and foremost a shotgun person when it comes to using a firearm for home defense, if that's what somebody chooses to use to protect their house. However, there are situations, everybody's different, everybody's household's different. There may be situations with small kids, prohibited individuals in the household that can't be around firearms, a lot of different variables there. A shotgun in itself is about the most effective firearm you can use for home defense. It creates a pattern of projectiles, whereas a handgun Even a rifle just usually shoots a single bullet. The comparison that I give people is imagine being jarred out of a dead sleep in the middle of the night and trying to hit somebody with a projectile about the size of your little finger while you're just waking up out of a dead sleep. That basically is what using a handgun at night in the dark is like. In comparison, a shotgun, you can basically fill up a entire doorway full of projectiles at 10 or 15 feet. The objective is just to stop whatever unlawful force is being used against you in your own house. So you're legally protected to do that. Anybody that's using unlawful deadly force, especially in your own house, is subject to having deadly force used against them. And a shotgun is very effective to stop that unlawful force, which is what we're trying to do.
You know, what you were just talking about there, pistol versus a shotgun, it's the difference in throwing a rock and throwing a handful of gravel.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. And a shotgun is very much an instinctive point-and-shoot type device, where a handgun can be more of an aiming type device. So you have to put it in perspective. Real-life situations are not like you see on TV or in the movies. You need the best tool that works for you. The problem with using a shotgun or having a shotgun for home defense is if keeping the weapons secure and away from small kids, people that don't have any business coming in contact with the gun can be challenging when you're talking about a long gun. It's big. It's not like you can keep it locked up and still yet have it accessible for protecting the house. What works good in our particular situation at my house is we have a kind of the best of both worlds. We have a quick access safe that we keep two handguns in. One of them is a revolver that is capable of shooting a 410 shotgun shell. So you basically have the effectiveness of a shotgun, but in the compactness of a pistol, and something that we can keep locked up and access rather quickly. I do have kids in my house. I don't want them having access to the loaded guns that we have in our house for home protection. And your guns have to be loaded if you're using them for home protection. You're not going to have time to load them and keep them unloaded. So you have to find that balance between safety, keeping them secure, and them being effective for home defense. So.
You'd be proud of me, but Jim, I keep up with my home protection weapons, and I know where everything is at all times. I keep my shotgun right next to my pistol, so I never lose track of either one of them.
Yeah, but my situation's a little bit different. I have small kids. I have a mentally challenged son. He's great with guns when under the proper supervision, but there's no way I'd want him to have access to any of my guns or our guns while when nobody's around. So again, what works best for us is a quick access type safe that we can keep two handguns in, one of them capable of shooting shotgun shells. We do keep it loaded with that. And Lord forbid, we've never had to use it. Hope we never have to. But it's the fire extinguisher that we have there with the pin in it, ready to be pulled if we need it.
Hey, Jim, thanks. Jim Terrell, Off-Duty Armory, Burleson, Texas, just outside of Fort Worth. For three decades, a firefighter, police officer, paramedic. And when he's not down at the firehouse, when he's off-duty, he's at Off-Duty Armory. Therefore, the name. Calming care gently settles your dog over time. It's not a drug, not a pill that you're going to give your dog and have instant numbing of the senses. No, this is very safe, works over time, and it calms the overactive dog very gently. Talk to your vet about calming care from the trusted name Purina. Hey, we've got just a couple of minutes before the coffee break, and I want to talk to you, Kyle Chambers from Cinnamon Creek Archery. Bow seasons are going to be here before you know it. And for a lot of us, that means the bow's been in storage now for months. It's time to get it out, knock the dust off. But there are some things that we need to check every year when we first get our bow out to start practicing for a new season. What are those things?
You know, a lot of things that you need to look for whenever you first open up your case, get your bow out for the season. Number one is making sure the strings and cables are still in good shape. You'll notice a lot of wear and tear on those strings and cables a lot of the time. And, you know, that's important to have everything in working order. You could have some screws loose. Make sure all your screws are tightened down. Make sure that there's not any rattles to the bow. Make sure your sights are fastened good and, you know, not moving on you. One thing you want to make sure is to maybe tap on that riser, see if you're getting any kind of vibration or rattles. And that's a lot of times due to loose screws, or make sure your E-clips are in your cams good, on your axles. You'll make sure it's clean. Make sure all the dust and dirt's off your strings and cables, off your cam areas, places where the string's going to track. Make sure your release is working. That's important. Without a working release, obviously you're not going to be able to shoot your bow. Make sure that your broadheads are good and sharp. Make sure everything's, you know, like I said, nice and clean and working order. Make sure your arrows, the vanes are on there properly. Nothing's broken, cracked from last year. Knocks a lot of times tend to get broken. When you shoot it, you know, that could cause damage to the bow if you have a knock break on you.
And practice.
All the time. That's key. I mean, if you get out there and you miss that deer for whatever reason, it's probably because you didn't practice before the season like you should have.
Hi, I'm Ron Berry, four-time state champion archer. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Or maybe you'd like to just hang out and enjoy the fireworks over the lake on Friday nights. Don't have an RV? No worries! Come stay at the Vineyards' fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon!
You've never seen a more complete archery and event center than Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's world-class. There's nothing else like it anywhere.
We offer a chance for archers to come and shoot indoors. We have 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. You can shoot 40 yards in here. We have a conference room upstairs. We have several companies that come here and do their monthly meetings, business network meetings. We have the facilities for that. We also have a full kitchen. We can cater lunch for you. We do a lot of different team building events for corporate outings. When you're out on the golf course in a corporate outing, you're spending time with three other people for 4.5 hours. We're here, a company comes out and they've got 30 or 40 employees. They're all able to hang out together and just relax and have a good time. It's our job to make sure that that happens.
A fresh new approach to corporate outings. And your kids have never had this much fun at a birthday party. Learn a lot more when you come visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Did you see Mark Daniels Jr. catch 70 pounds of Lake Oahe, South Dakota smallmouth bass during the Bassmaster Elite Series? I did. I watched him from Jim's boat where we were busy catching those delicious Oahe walleye. The folks at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort on Lake Oahe, same place that the elites stayed and launched, prepared them for us every night in their award-winning restaurant and bar. They do walleye 7 different ways, all terrific, but the beer batter is my favorite. Oh, and don't miss the USDA Prime Steaks, aged for tenderness and hand-cut on site. From the restaurant, it's every bit of a 60-second walk to your lakeside cabin with a sprawling front porch, big-screen TV, and private bedroom and bathrooms. Time for a little rest, because Jim will pick us up again at the breakfast table tomorrow morning, and we'll head back out to world-class Oahe walleye and smallmouth fishing. Ask David and Angela about private charter jet service for your group to Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort. SpringCreekSD.com. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
I met a lady in Wichita, Kansas last week at the Professional Outdoor Media Association conference named Samantha Petter. Samantha is with the Council to Advance Hunting and the Shooting Sports. Well, that sounded good to me, so I wanted to learn more and ask her to join me on the show today. Hey, you want to reach out to us? It's 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256, and the website bbkoradio.com. You can drop a note my way there, billy@bbkoradio.com. Samantha, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You betcha. Hey, very interesting. I heard you speak in Wichita, Kansas. I went all the way to Wichita, Kansas to hear you speak. And you were addressing something that I'm passionate about, something that I feel strongly about, and that's the recruitment and retainment of new faces in the outdoors. Young people, yes, but maybe minorities that haven't been exposed to the outdoors, or women who have, since 2009, really been catching on to the shooting sports and how much fun that is, but new faces in the outdoors. And so you are a part of something called the Council to Advance Hunting and the Shooting Sports. What the heck is that?
Well, we are a small nonprofit centered around getting more people outdoors. Our board represents some of the most engaged organizations in the outdoor space. We have state fish and wildlife agencies.
Okay.
We have industry members, manufacturers of firearms, ammunition, archery equipment, different aspects of that. And then we also have non-government organizations like National Turkey Federation, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, right. Quality Deer Management Association. All of those organizations have one thing in common. Aside from wildlife conservation, it's the people who are outdoors recreating, hunting, target shooting, sometimes angling and boating too, but just being outside. So at the helm of that, we sit and we work with all of those entities to try to get more people recreating, recruiting, retaining, and reactivating. It's called R3, mm-hmm. Getting them going, keeping them active, and ensuring that they have all the resources they need to be successful outdoors.
Yeah, what kind of resources are you talking about when you mentioned that they have those resources available to them? What do you mean?
So a lot of our constituents grew up in a hunting family, right? I learned how to hunt from my dad. Our family has a hunting camp. I'm sure you learned how to hunt from your family. Currently, there's people out there that don't have the people to teach them how to do it. They don't have the mentors. So some of our organizations have mentoring programs. They have mentors. The membership are learning how to mentor others. The state fish and wildlife agencies, you have to buy a hunting license or a fishing license from them. But there's more, right? They offer hunter education programs. They're now offering content, like how to go find access. They're getting better at how they get the resources, the information in the hands of participants. And then on the industry side, there's products, right? But they're creating new products. They're trying to figure out, how do we package this, the people who are brand new, walking off the street into a Cabela's, let's say, how do they figure out how to do this stuff? Because that's happening. People are just picking it up and trying it for the first time and winging it. So we're trying to make that process easier.
You mentioned your partners in this, some really strong names there, and I happen to know the conservation passion and the recruitment of new faces in the outdoors, the passion for that, that those folks have, the money that they've spent on things like that, and the time that they and attention that they spend on the three R's, as you call them, and how important that is. When you say mentor, and we're talking to a lot of folks that hunt and fish and have their entire lives out there, what do you mean mentor? What is that?
All right, so let's think about how you pick up a new activity. Okay, let's say we're going to try karate. You and I are going to find a gym. We have to find a place to figure out how to start. We have to find a trainer. Mm-hmm. We look up some content online to figure out what type of karate we're going to do, because there are different kinds, right? A person who knows all that information, teaching that to us, would make our experience a lot easier, right? Each person that's a participant in the outdoors can teach some aspect of outdoor recreation. So hunting, my dad loves firearms. He loves the ballistics of it. He knows how to help people pick the right firearms through the right species to pursue. That's a wedge of knowledge he has that he can share with people. That's mentoring. Taking a person out on the day of the field is a huge aspect of mentoring. But taking them scouting. Maybe you can't, you're a little intimidated to teaching them a whole experience, right? But it's not hard to have them help you set up your tree stands. Probably beneficial, too, help you carry them. Or helping them check trail cams and understand that animals are growing antlers right now, right? And when's the best time to hunt them? There's different skill sets out there that we pick up just organically because we're in these lifestyles that others haven't experienced yet. So we can help them understand that.
We tend to think about kids when we talk about mentoring or teaching, but we need to get rid of that myth. Yes, we need to teach those kids, but, hey, there's a lot of guys in the office that are 35, 45 years old that have never been hunting or been to the range.
That is absolutely a great insight. What we're learning is that our own industry partners, like employees of firearms manufacturers, want to learn how to hunt. Hmm. They just didn't know how to ask.
Yeah.
And so we're having this whole revolution of how we think, and it's really cool to experience this. Kid programs have done a great job helping the millennial generation. If you think about it, a lot of our kid programs grew up around 20 to 30 years ago. Guess how old millennials are right now? Mm-hmm. So there's these people that have experiences as a kid. They had a fishing pole in their hand, or they shot a BB gun at 22. However, there wasn't consistency. They weren't retained. And we can look at license sale data to show us this. Age 17, 18, license sales tank for youth and teenagers. And we've done research into it. We say, what happened? And they say, life happens, car, high school, college, whatever might be going on, jobs. So the idea that all of the programs have taught the youth at a certain age, there's now a need to teach millennials, or say 20 to 30, 35 to 40, those demographics to get back into it. Because if you think about it, right now they're not having kids either.
Yeah.
So when they start to have kids, they're going to have this whole other culture of, we're going to take the kids with us again, and we're jump-starting that.
Yeah.
So there's a huge need there.
And empty nesters. Once that youngster graduates from high school and they're gone, all of a sudden time opens up a little bit, and maybe someone can go learn something new. I'm talking about a dad or a mom. Let's talk about the women. Women coming into the shooting sport since 2009 has been very, very encouraging. Those trends continue to grow, and to me, it just goes to show that when you mentor, when you teach something, that guns are safe and the range is fun. They're hooked for life, and they grow in it.
Absolutely. So I used to coordinate a Women on Target clinic in high school. And what I failed to realize was that I gave them the best experience possible. Down the range, guns in hand, ammo, everything right there. I didn't follow up. So through our experience and what we're learning as an example, there's other things we can do to keep them retained.
Yeah.
And what we're learning from the data is that once women buy that first license, they aren't very likely to buy the next year. They drop out of it. So they've been exposed to it. It's cool, but they don't know where to go next. So they're really a retention aspect of it. How do we keep them active? Mm-hmm. Now they're growing. We want to keep them here. How do we do that? That's what we're figuring out now.
Yeah. Hey, the Council to Advance Hunting and the Shooting Sports, that sounds like a government title. Is this a federally funded deal? Is this privately funded? What is, is this a .org, .com? What are you?
We are a nonprofit. We maintain memberships with the state fish and wildlife agencies through federal funding sources. In addition, we get funding from our non-government organizations, and then we host national events to help bring attention to these topics and get more people focused on it.
What are some of those national events, and how can we participate as hunters, mentors possibly, or as a newcomer that is listening to this today and has never held even a BB gun or a fishing pole in their hand?
Okay, so I'm going to break it up into categories.
Okay.
If you're in the industry and you're wanting to figure out more about R3, come to the National R3 Symposium. It's going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, May 12th to the 14th, 2020. If you're a member or want to be a member of an organization, let's say we call them critter groups, right? National Wild Turkey Federation, Quality Deer Management Association. Each organization is figuring out how they can do their R3 efforts, build their mentoring program. So if you want to be a part of the solution, go join one of their organizations. We have a website, councilcahss.org, where you can find those points of contact.
And we'll put a link at bbkoradio.com for you guys to come see me. We'll have a link up for you.
Perfect. And then on the other side of it, your state fish and wildlife agencies are providing those resources too. So if you're a brand new hunter or you want to get into hunting or target shooting, I'm going to drive you to those agencies. You can visit our website again and find that point of contact. That is the best way to get them connected.
Very good. Samantha, one more time, give us that website so folks can go take a closer look.
Sure, it's www.cahss.org.
Very good. Got it. Once again, we have a link. What a pleasure to talk to you. What important work you're doing. Go, go, go.
Thanks for your time. We appreciate the attention.
Hey, everybody. It's professional angler Ott Defoe. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Outdoorsmen and women like to be well-equipped. We also travel extensively and need restaurants, fuel, and rooms. And no matter where the fisherman or hunter travels in the U.S. or Canada, BBKO Radio is there. This just might be the perfect spot for you to tell us about your products and services. The BBKO Radio Network, an affordable way to reach every farm, road, and city with your message. To learn more, come see us at bbkoradio.com.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that He died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you and your family to the Crappie Expo presented by Riceland. Hot Springs, Arkansas, October 4 through 6, 2019. The Crappie Expo is for crappie fanatics like you. There will be over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers and dealers selling and showing today's top crappie fishing products in the world. Come see the top 100 pro crappie teams competing in the first $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational Crappie Tournament on Lake Hamilton, October 4 through 6 at the Game and Fish Boat Ramp facility on Lake Hamilton. The world's largest crappie fry will be held Saturday, October the 5th, starting at 11 a.m. Bring your family and enjoy the fried crappie, french fried taters, and hush puppies. Free to everyone. Be sure to go by the vendors at the expo to get your tickets. Special thanks to Riceland, Express Boats, Berkeley, TTI Blakemore, Arkansas Game and Fish, Mossback Fish Habitat, ACT Crappie Trail, Gill, and Hummingbird.
The 2019 Crappie Expo, presented by Riceland Rice Bran Oil. Fry it up. Crisp, clean, delicious. If you visit an outdoor show that features hunting, fishing, and outdoor products, you might just run into my friends Ron and Teresa Miskin with Buffalo Wool Company. When you do, do yourself a huge favor and stop for a visit. When I did, I made a discovery that has greatly impacted my time in the field and on the boat. Ron explained to me that his buffalo wool gloves, socks, hats, and accessories are made from the underhair. Beneath the big shaggy guard hair lies a secondary coat. These fibers are what the buffalo depends on to keep him warm. Those fibers make up the socks and gloves at Buffalo Wool Company. Hey, it's been several years, and I truthfully don't know how many pairs of buffalo wool gloves, socks, and hats that I own. I simply know that they are as important to me as my rifle. They're warmer than wool and allow me to stay in the field comfortably, no matter the weather conditions, all day long. Try them for yourself. Buffalo Wool Company offers a 100% money-back guarantee, but you'll keep them. Learn more about these super high-quality products at thebuffalowoolco.com. If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go.
Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at DillonManuf.com. Stay longer, shoot more deer in a Dillon.
Share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
I need to, in the next couple of weeks, have our friends from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation on the air with us talking about Elk Camp and the Mountain Festival that accompanies that. It's coming up. Park City, Utah, July 11, 12, 13, 14. Shane Mahoney is going to be there, an incredible international voice on conservation. Great concerts, the Total Archery Challenge, the World Elk Calling Championship, and the creation of the Elk Country Hall of Fame. It's going to be a great week. Park City, Utah, if you can make it, I know they'd love to have you. Details at bbkoradio.com. Hey, let's jump on that Big Billy Kender Outdoors Trot Line now and go to the great state of Arkansas. That's where we're going to catch up with Jamie Hartman, Bassmaster Elite Angler, who claimed his first trophy, his first win on Gunnersville last weekend. Hey, welcome, Jamie.
Well, thank you for having me.
You betcha, and I bet you're still grinning ear to ear from what happened this past week on the legendary Lake Gunnersville.
I certainly am. I've been smiling right along, but it's still trying to sink in, and it's been very, very hectic catching up on phone calls and text messages and Messenger and everything else, Facebook, and I'm overwhelmed with it all right now. But, man, when it's all said and done, I'm going to kick back and really enjoy it.
Absolutely, and look at that big blue trophy. You're rolling down the road right now, and I'm just wondering if that trophy isn't buckled in the passenger seat next to you over there.
It is sitting right next to me as we speak.
Oh, that's great. Gunnersville, a lot of history there, a lot of Gunnersville ghosts, but they're all good ghosts, and now one of those belongs to you. You've been knocking on the door with 10 top 10s last year, I believe it was, or year before, just right there, and this is your first time to hoist the trophy. Did you know, hey, this is imminent, I don't know where it's going to be or when it's going to happen, but I'm going to hold that trophy, I'm going to win one of these?
Well, that's a goal. I mean, it's obviously a goal of mine to get a win. I figured, I mean, I was hoping it would just be a matter of time, and I was hoping it was going to be sooner than later. This was not one of them that I thought I had a shot at winning. It just, everything worked out right where I did come out with the trophy. But, I've been there a few times. I've been close. It hasn't happened. And I said, when it's my time, it's my time. I didn't feel like I deserved it or I had earned it yet that early in my career, you know, last year and the year before. But after that, looking back at it, going forward, especially after my injury last year, it was like, you deserve it. You fought back, you know, you did what you had to do to get back in shape and get back into the circuit. I was allowed to come back, and I'm trying to make the best of it, and I guess it was my time.
Yes, sir, absolutely. You know, hoisting that first trophy is a whole lot like bass fishing. Until you've caught your first one, you haven't caught your first one. And it feels good to get that first one out of the way.
It absolutely does. It's such a relief. I have no words for it. I really don't.
Hey, a native of New York and now living in Arkansas, is that a little culture shock? Because things are different there in Arkansas than they are in New York. There's not quite as many people, and there's a whole lot more places to fish, I would think.
It's definitely a culture shock, no doubt about it. I've got some great friends there. I met a great girl there. So between that, everything's going very well. I'm getting used to it, except for the heat in the summer. I could definitely do without that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, Gunnersville, it's a destination. It's a vacation spot for a lot of hardcore bass fishermen. You know, everybody's got to get Gunnersville off their bucket list, and guys are going to be headed that way now. School's out, and they're going to go fish. Tell us how to go about fishing Gunnersville successfully.
Well, you know, right now Gunnersville is supposed to be an offshore ledge deal, main river stuff. They're supposed to be grouped up, schooled up, and easy to catch, you know, and that was not the case. Everything changed. Yeah, there was a couple guys that were able to make it work. I dabbled with it on day one and on day four, but for the most part, they got back in the grass, and there's plenty of grass to fish there, so it's hunting them down in the grass, and boy, when you find them, you'll find them.
And you did find them. You just pulled up on them and started catching them.
I had 21 pounds by 7 a.m.
Oh, my.
It was the most amazing morning I have had in I don't know how long. I don't think I've ever had it that good in my whole fishing career. You know, that kind of weight that early on the final day of an Elite Series event. A great feeling.
I guess so. How were you catching your fish early morning?
All them fish that went in the box came off a topwater bait, a bone-colored walking bait. All it was, there was a little sweet spot that I think they was grouped up because of the wind and the cloud cover. It made it last, and they were just grouped up in one little area. And every time I threw that topwater bait over it, they was absolutely creaming.
Wow. At some point, catching that many fish that fast, that early, top water, which is everybody's favorite way to catch fish, catch bass, you had to at some point pinch yourself and say, am I dreaming? That's an unreal morning.
Well, not at that point. I mean, it's all focused at that time. You know what I'm saying? I'd love to be able to kick back and be, you know, when I put 21 pounds in the box and I added up on my scale, it was a big relief, you know. I wasn't sure what I was going to encounter that day because we had high winds and storms coming in and everything else. But to crack that kind of a bag in the first hour was incredible. And it was a big relief. But it was like, okay, dude, now you really got to upgrade these fish. I had two that I could upgrade that were in the 3-pound range. So I had room. And it was like, focus, just focus. Keep your head down and keep plugging, and you're going to upgrade these fish, and I did.
There you go. That's good. That's good. Hey, Jamie, tell me, is your back giving you any trouble this year, or have you fully recovered? You're doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I've had no repercussions from my lower back, and everything has been completely positive. I move around that boat like a 21-year-old. You know, they got nothing over me right now. Took a few pounds off, got back in shape. You know, I get a little tension in the upper back, but it's not due from my lower back. So it's just being my age, I think. But, hey, I deal with it. I'm exhausted today. I wouldn't have it any other way, though, right now.
Absolutely. Exhausted with a grin on your face. Hey, much talk over the off season about the MLF guys moving and separating, but you know, as we sit here kind of in the mid to moving into the later part of the elite season, Bassmaster Elites are healthy. You guys are putting on a show from day one down on the St. John's. The crowds are good. The elites are healthy.
We have seriously put up the numbers. Nothing has changed except in the positive manner. We're up like 71% for viewing. That is insane. I mean, those numbers right there, overall, says it all. Where all the interest is actually being focused on is the Bassmaster Elite. And there was talk about the new guys coming in. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be as good, you know, with all the weights and the quality of fish. And oh, my God, I guess we couldn't prove that any wrong. These boys are catching them. And I'm telling you, they're catching them. The weights are way up there. The publicity is way up there. Everything is positive about the Bassmaster Elite Series.
Yeah, and you know what? It opened the door for some boys to come down from Canada, and all they do is catch big green fish. You got a lot of pressure from those guys, and there's a lot of new talent out there this year that's really fun to watch. Jamie, we just wanted to say congratulations to you. Go get another big blue trophy, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
This is Big Billy Kender Outdoors, brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club. Whether you're a hardcore angler, hunter, or just interested, want to get started, want to know how, we cover it all right here every week on this great station. Be a Camp House regular. Drop by the website, bbkoradio.com. I have a long history with bird dogs. I've really enjoyed the dogs through the years, and I've always taken top-notch care of them. That means I've fed Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula to my hard-working bird dogs all of their lives. It's a hot fuel, 30% protein, 20% fat, but it's okay to feed that in the summertime because your dogs are using less. They're not as active as they are in the fall and winter months. Just cut back on the amount you feed. Purina Pro Plan Performance. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. Another busy hour ahead. We're going to talk to Kelly Jay. He's a Bassmaster Elite Angler, and he stuck a set of treble hooks in his hand, not on purpose, of course, during the Bassmaster Elite on Lake Gunnersville last weekend. And despite a trip to the hospital and back that left him 2 hours short of fishing time, and with a numb casting arm, he still finished in the top 10. Quite an accomplishment. We're going to see how he's doing. Dr. Kennedy Legal will join us to talk about what we need to do when that happens to us. And Trent Marsh is going to join me on the show today. He's with Spy Point Cameras. It's time to get those trail cams up and running for the fall. I'm sold on Spy Point, and I wanted to share what I've learned with you. So stick around. He joins us a little later on Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Hats off to U.S. Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt and his team. They have approved $78 million in funding for various wetland conservation projects. $29.4 million was allocated for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and its partners to conserve or restore more than 205,000 acres of wetland and associated upland habitats for waterfowl, shorebirds, and other birds in 22 states throughout the U.S. If you want to know what your pheasant crop is like, you do a crow count. You jump in the truck, drive down the road, stop occasionally, and get out and listen for a pheasant rooster to crow. The folks in North Dakota cover a lot of miles every year doing these crow counts, and they start in the spring. And it looks like 2019 pheasants are off to a good start. North Dakota's spring pheasant population index is up slightly from the same time last year, according to the State Game and Fish Department. R.J. Gross is the upland game management biologist. He says the number of roosters heard crowing this spring up 6% statewide in North Dakota. South Dakota counts on brood surveys, so their report always comes out a little later. I look for it this August. I love this. It happens in Ridgeway Park, Colorado every year. This is the fifth year now for the Ridgeway Park Smallmouth Bass Tournament. Somebody released these smallmouth in the lake years ago. And believe it or not, they're considered an invasive species in the waters at Ridgeway. During high water, they escape to the rivers. That's where they munch on endangered species of river critters. So, they ask us, the general public, to come fish at Ridgeway Park in the summer. July 6th through the 27th. No entry fee required, and $12,000 in prize money. Catch the smallmouth bass out of Ridgeway, keep them, turn them in, win money. Texas Freshwater Fishery Center in Athens, Texas, East Texas, out in the Pines, they always have a big fireworks show on the 4th of July, and this year is no different. Free admission starting at 5 p.m. on the 4th. The folks at Weatherby were shocked when 5,000 people showed up for their grand opening celebration in Sheridan, Wyoming the other day. We knew the folks in Wyoming were welcoming Weatherby to the fold. We just underestimated how warm that welcome would be. 5,000 people. Sam Houston State University is 1,700 miles from Waddington, New York. But that didn't slow down Jackson Carroll and Brighton Kurtz. They made the drive and won the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series on the St. Lawrence River, presented by Bass Pro Shops. Sam Houston State University, Texas. Congrats, fellas. Hey, the 2019 draw results are in for Iowa deer hunting. It's all posted on their site, quick and easy link at bbkoradio.com. By the way, if you were unsuccessful in that Iowa draw, all excess tags available and antlerless only tags will go on sale July 27th. Purina Pro Plan, hands down, the best fuel you can give your dog, even if they have special conditions like an itchy coat or maybe they're older and need added glucosamine in their diet. There's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog, and it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Come see me at bbkoradio.com and just click on that bag of Purina Pro Plan to learn more. Predator hunting, coyotes, bobcats, foxes, etc., is an important part of wildlife management. And it's still legal to hunt predators in Arizona, but no more predator contests. The Arizona Game and Fish Commission voted 4-0 against predator or fur-bearing hunt contests.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoorsmen and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay.
Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
Kelly J. is a Bassmaster Elite angler and a good one. But if you fish enough, it's going to happen eventually. You're going to get hooked. And that's exactly what happened to him on Lake Guntersville last weekend at the Bassmaster Elite event there. Let's jump on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now and welcome him to the show. Kelly J., good to have you with us.
Well, I appreciate the call, and glad to be back home. But had a great week at Guntersville, and looking forward to the conversation.
First things first, how's your hand doing? Any infection there? Is that thing healing up?
It's actually pretty good. It's not even as sore. They gave me a tetanus shot, and that arm is more sore than where I got the hook in. So it's all good. It turned out it really wasn't that bad.
For folks that were watching the elites fishing on Guntersville last weekend, you may have seen Kelly had to go to the hospital. They had him in the ambulance, and you missed a substantial amount of fishing time there to get those hooks removed, and still finished in the top 10 at this tournament. That's pretty amazing when you think about the caliber of fisherman you're up against and losing that much time. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. I had it threw a kink in my plan. Luckily, I caught some before the injury happened, and I've got hooks in me several times before, and I've only one other time had to actually go to the doctor to get it taken out, and this was just in an awkward position and real deep, and I got me and Hank Cherry room together, and we were fishing close together, and I told him to come see if he could pull it out, and right when he saw it, he said, no, I can't pull that out. So I was actually at the doctor only like an hour and a half, or hour and 45 minutes of fishing time got lost there. But what a lot of people didn't realize is my hand was still numb for about an hour and 45 minutes or 2 hours after that. So I could cast left-handed, but reeling and retying and using my right hand was pretty difficult. But I made a couple more culls later in the day once my feelings started coming back, which helped me get into the championship Monday round.
I didn't even think about that part with your hand being numb. I'm surprised you didn't throw two or three good rods out in the lake.
Well, my first cast wasn't pretty because I couldn't tell if my thumb was on the line spool or not, or when it was off of it. And I said, okay, that's not going to work. So I just started. I mean, I think all of us can cast right-handed or left-handed, so I just started casting left-handed, but the reeling with the right hand was a little difficult.
I guess so. Yeah. You just keep on chugging no matter what. You just keep on chugging, and it paid off with the 10th place finish and a $15,000 payday for Kelly J. Are you having fun out there on the elites? It sure looks like it.
Oh, I am. I'm having a ball. You know, it's a good group of guys, and we all get along. You know, there's no drama, no egos. I mean, we're just a bunch of old country boys out there fishing, trying to make a living, doing what we love, and it's it's just a fun experience. And I mean, you're going to get paid whether you catch a fish or not, the way that's, you know, the way it's set up. So just go out there and do your thing, and let the chips fall where they may.
Yep, knowing that you're going to get a paycheck takes a lot of pressure off, but everybody wants to hold that blue trophy, and everybody wants to stand on the stage at the big show and win the classic. And that's what drives you to catch those big green fish one after another and come back out there with a numb hand and carry on and still go fishing.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And there's three tournaments I feel like I should have won, and this was one of them. And Kentucky Lake last year and Champlain the year before. I feel like there was three tournaments I let slip through my fingers, and this was definitely one of them with the fish I lost, the fishing time I lost, but I'm still grateful for a top 10 finish with what all, you know, the circumstances I had to go through, but it was a good tournament. You know, I got a lot of good points. I'm inside the Classic Cut with three regular season events remaining, and I'm looking forward to the next three and finishing season strong.
You bet. Well, keep those hooks out of your hand. And we're going to be cheering for you from a distance, and we'll see you on that stage. I believe it's in March next year, right back down there on Gunnersville for the Classic.
That's right. I'm like Gunnersville again on the Classic, and March, there will be some big stringers weighing in, big pre-spawned fish, and it'll be an awesome tournament, especially being the Bassmaster Classic.
The 50th Bassmaster Classic. Yeah, it's going to be a big deal. Hey, Kelly J., thank you so much. I'm glad you're healing up well. Like I said earlier, if we fish enough, it's eventually going to happen. We're going to get hooked. And I want to talk to Dr. Kennedy Legal about that and what we should do out on the boat, no medical help nearby. What do we do when that happens to us?
So is the fish hook barbed or not? That's kind of the first idea to look at. If it's not barbed, simply reversing it out should cause minimal tissue issue. If it's barbed, obviously you don't want to reverse it out because that can tear it away. That's why the fish hook works on holding the fish's mouth. If you can, cut the hook pretty close to the skin and advance the hook, even though this sounds like it would hurt more, advance the hook through the skin to get the barb through, almost like an arrow going through a target. You don't want to go backwards because it would cause more damage.
Right. So we're going to push the tip of that hook back through the skin in a new spot and just pull it all the way on out that way.
That's correct. Try to keep the same trajectory that the hook has already. It's going to be more painful, obviously, but it's going to cause less pain at the end because it's not going to damage the tissue as much or the hand.
Usually that hook is not very clean. There's been bait on there. There have been fish on those hooks. So what do we need to do to that wound once we get the hook out?
Yeah, so general thought process on wounds obviously is the same. You want to make sure it's clean and sterile area. If you have something on the boat or wherever you are fishing on the side, some kind of antiseptic prep or solution, Betadine, something over the counters. Even warm soapy water will work. Some people actually consider putting it back into the salt water. That's probably an okay idea. As long as it's not brackish water, not mixed salt and fresh. If you think of salt water, there's only certain types of bacteria. If you think of fresh water, there's certain types of bacteria. So if you're mixing the two, your bacterial count's going to go up significantly, and that's something that needs to be accounted for.
Oh, very good. Never knew that. Now, I have heard, is this a wives' tale? I want to get a medical opinion on this. I've heard that after you remove that hook from your hand, if you pee on it, urinate on it, that's okay.
There is some truth to it, not always for hook injuries, but particularly with sea urchins, jellyfish, that type of stuff. Those toxins are heat liable, which means the heat inactivates them. Peeing is your normal body temperature, will take away some of that sting. So if you've got nothing else on you and you're in the middle of nowhere, pee on it.
That's not our first option, so we should have something else, but that option exists.
Yeah, your pee is sterile. It's clean. It's not dirty. In most cases, as long as you don't have an infection. But, yeah, that's a sterile water, essentially, and you can clean yourself with that.
If that fish hook is in our body, not in our hand or our finger, but maybe close to an artery in a buddy's neck, or treble hook, somebody's got a bait with three treble hooks on it, and, man, they're latched onto a guy's neck, we really should let a doctor take care of that, shouldn't we?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Any type of arterial injury or blood area, that's not good. Most laymen think, oh, there's a lot of blood there. There really probably is not that much, but if it's near a known artery area, like the carotid artery in the neck or femoral artery in the leg, yeah, you could potentially bleed out from those. So it's important to recognize that. As far as treble hooks, the same idea. Cut the treble hook with some kind of sturdy pliers so you have just one hook there, and the same principle applies.
Ow! Yikes! Dr. Kennedy, legal on removing fish hooks. Want to hear any part of that again? Come see me at bbkoradio.com and click on the podcast. Well, hey, it's time to get those trail cameras up and running. I love what SpyPoint is doing, a very compact, small trail camera with built-in cellular and a little bitty, cute little built-in solar panel. That's right. You don't have to buy batteries for this thing. We're going to talk to Trent Marsh about it when I come back from the coffee pot.
Hey, everybody, it's Colorado Buck. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hey, Billy, where in the world did he go?
When you walk into Marksman Firearms, you'll be greeted by pros that can answer your questions, and you'll see a tremendous selection of rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammo, cleaning supplies, and accessories. It's time for a round of summer clays, fun shooting with the family at the range, and it's always pig season in Texas. So go see the pros at Marksman Firearms in Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, or Wichita Falls. Gunsmithing available, and we discount 10% to first responders and military. MarksmanFirearms.com. Hey, guys, don't lose that bragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back-to-back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the boat or deer blind at csbiblechurch.org.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models too for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com.
I'm looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop time. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Hey, we want to hear from you. We want to know where you hear the show. Give us a call, 1-877-820-BBKO, or drop us a note, billy@bbkoradio.com. And if you'll like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors on Facebook, that's where you're going to get bonus opportunities to win cool hunting gear, fishing gear, and trips. Like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors on Facebook. We'd appreciate it. Spy Point is doing some really cool things with trail cameras. If you're like me, it's a long distance from the house to the hunting land. Man, is it a money saver in fuel cost to have a cellular camera that sends your photos to you every day. I want to talk to Trent Marsh about what Spy Point's doing. Hey, welcome to the show, Trent.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. I got into the wireless cameras a few years ago when they were kind of new on the market, and it's been a trial and error period for me. Sometimes working really great, sometimes not so good, long down periods and problems. And as we move along with technology, these things are getting better and better and better. And I'm really impressed for a couple of reasons with what you guys are doing at Spy Point. How long have you guys been making wireless remote cameras that'll send me my pictures?
It's been going. I mean, we've been in the cellular side of it for almost a decade now.
Wow.
So we were an early adopter, got onto that side of it just because we saw that that's the way that it was moving, and we've kind of been at the forefront of that technology evolution ever since.
Yeah, you guys are doing something with your batteries that. Literally, guys, when I tell you, you're going to earn your money back, you're going to make your money back in batteries on these cameras, I'm not kidding you. Tell me about the battery, the power system in these things, and why that's going to save me money and actually pay for my camera.
So on our Solar Dark and on our Link S cameras, what we've got is an integrated solar panel and an onboard 12-volt lithium battery. So we're all familiar with kind of setting up the solar panel or the battery box at the base of the tree or whatever the case may be. This is actually an all-in-one package.
Yeah.
So on those two cameras, you've got it all in one spot. You can wrap it up in a security box, and you don't have wires and cables running everywhere. You don't have the additional expense of purchasing those other things. Or you can run lithium or alkaline backups in there. There's still space for the AA backups, but you don't have to. You can just go to the field without any of that and run those cameras for as long as they'll go.
Wow. And so... How long can I expect that solar-powered battery to last? Am I going to have to send it into you and get it replaced every year, or how often?
I mean, literally years of life out of that. You know, lithium is a lot more stable battery material than some of the lead acid, that kind of stuff. So you're talking years of service, potentially unlimited battery life, because you're always topping that battery off. You know,
yeah.
It's power cycling is what really is hard on batteries. So as long as you've got that integrated solar aspect, you're always keeping it topped up.
Yeah, keeping it topped off all the time. Mm-hmm. And guys, when we talk about a solar panel built into your camera, it's literally built in, and we're not talking about an 8-inch screen here. It's tiny, same size as your camera.
Yeah, it's literally just right on the dimension. This fits the same footprint as the rest of the camera. You're talking basically a 4-inch square passive solar panel. So think of it like a photocell on like a little handheld calculator. It's not one of these big fence charger panels that needs 6 hours of direct sunlight to charge a lead acid battery. It's way more passive than that. If you're using this in a spot where you can get a handheld calculator that doesn't have a battery to work, you're going to be charging that battery.
Oh, that's terrific. Cell service, always an issue, something we have to think about. Wherever we're going to mount that camera, you know, it's always a remote place, obviously. We're hunting, more than likely, using these for hunting purposes. We've got to have self-service out in those areas. Do you offer a variety of carriers?
Right. So one thing that kind of sets SpyPoint apart and makes it a little bit easier, which has really been our focus, is being the easiest cell phone cameras to use, is that all of our cameras are available in one of two models. We've got our Nationwide or our VZW model, and it's not in any way connected to your personal carrier. So if you're using a Verizon cell phone, don't think that you have to buy the VZW camera, because if you're hunting in an area where you've got AT&T or Sprint coverage, you're going to want that Nationwide model. So you're purchasing the data directly from SpyPoint. We're buying the huge blocks of data, and then you're managing all of that through the free SpyPoint app. There's you've got options for month-to-month or annual data plans, but you can have a mix. You could be running some VZW cams and some Nationwide cams just based on what your needs are, where you're actually placing the cameras.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're one of those guys that runs your cameras, you know, September through January, that's one plan. And like me, I keep cameras up and running year-round. I like to see what's going on. I like to watch my deer grow. I like to watch antler growth. I like to watch pregnant does, and then fawns showing up a little bit later on. So I keep an eye on everything. Plus, I've been known to have an axis deer wander through my place from time to time. Trent, have you ever eaten an axis deer?
Sadly, no.
Yeah, listen. Wow. It's really good. So I want to know when that old axis deer is coming through there as well. Lots of different plans that you guys offer. And when you buy your camera, it comes with a preloaded chip card that's already there. All you do is stick it in. Turn it on.
Yeah, like I said, we want to be easy to work with, because it can feel really complicated. It can feel like a lot to take on. So every SpyPoint camera is coming with that pre-activated SIM card that, again, isn't tied to your personal cell phone provider in any way, shape, or form. So
yeah.
Activation process is literally 3 steps, 90 seconds. You're up and going once you have your account through the SpyPoint app. And then that first 30 days after activation, you're also getting free unlimited photos right up front.
Wow.
So you kind of have a 30-day trial period as you're looking at those paid plans, 250, 1,000, or unlimited images. You got it up for 30 days. If you're only going through 400 images, you know, maybe you can get away with 250 and just go pull the card every so often, get those last 150 images, or you can do the unlimited or the 1,000 plan and figure out, if you need those on a month-to-month or an annual basis.
Yeah. I have had a hit-and-miss relationship with Spartan cameras. I bought a couple of them a few years ago, and they have not been exactly trouble-free. One unit a year older than another. I've had the most trouble with it, so they've been working out bugs there. You guys have been doing this 10 years. You've had time to work through the bugs, which there's going to be in a product like this, but it sounds like you've got this thing pretty much bug-free now.
I hate to say bug-free, because there's always, you know, especially when you're
in technology world, yeah.
Exactly. And there's always going to be that kind of third leg. We can do the hardware and the software, but that cell service provider itself, that's never, you know, SpyPoint, Spartan, none of them are ever going to open up their own cell service provider. So we're always going to be relying on a network that isn't truly ours. So we can run into network issues where you might lose connectivity, and it doesn't have anything to do with the camera itself. It's just that No different than driving around with your phone. Sometimes you drop signal. But we have a dedicated customer service staff. You can get to them by phone, by email, or in the app or online. We've got a live chat. So if you're out at your camera, you can jump right on the app, live chat, and be talking to a technician that can help you through with your issue right there. I mean, it's something we all, of course, we want it to work 100%. But you're basically talking about strapping a camera and a telephone to a tree and leaving it out there for a year and hoping nothing goes wrong. So it's an individual trade-off because some folks just don't, you know, there's a potential for exposure to issues, but is it worth more to you to have that almost instant intelligence? You know, it's a lot of guys, we've all kind of evolved. Social media has changed the way that we expect things. You know, waiting for a card to go through for 2 months and then spending, you know, a lot of time going through all those images. Well, why not sort through those every day and be saving those images that are important and narrowing that down? And that's kind of the other part that SpyPoint's really been working on more so, especially lately, is that software development. We've got our buck tracker software. So you in the app, you can actually filter out all the images that aren't bucks. Hmm. You know, it's great to see your doe traffic, great to see turkeys and whatever. But if you got something with antlers coming through, you get 500 images yesterday. Well, you hit that buck tracker filter right in the app, and you're down to the 20 pictures of the bucks that you're really wanting to pay attention to. Just the amount of time you save with that, not to mention waiting 2 months to even see those images.
Wow, I have no idea how that works, but I like it. We're going to take a break, and I'll be right back to finish up with Trent and SpyPoint.
I'm Trapper Joe. When I'm not wrestling alligators, I'm thinking about them with Dick Dilly Kinder Outdoors.
When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com. Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort, just north of Pierce, South Dakota, is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com.
This is a public service announcement test from TakeMeFishing.org to determine if you need a fishing license and boat registration before heading out on the water. Let's begin. Are you a bear? Do you have a beak? Does your name rhyme with Ald Beagle? Do you dart in front of cars? Here's a tough one. Do you have plumage? Do you rub your body against things to mark them? Do you have webbed feet? No, I mean like a... Were you hatched? Do you have fur? I'm not talking back hair. Does your boat fly south for the winter with the other boats? Regardless of how you answer, you need to be licensed and registered because it helps local conservation efforts protect the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in for generations to come. Do your part at TakeMeFishing.org.
I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Cacheria. Can see me in Argentina.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at biggame.org.
Hey, if you heard something on the show today that you want to go back and re-listen, whatever, check it out again, bbkoradio.com. bbkoradio.com is the place. We keep the podcast up there indefinitely, so you can hear today's show whenever you want. Maybe there's more about this five-point camera that you want to learn. I know that there's a lot more that I want to learn, and that's why we're going to finish up now with Trent Marsh from Spy Point. We've got him here with us, Trent. For me to get to my closest hunting spot, it's 80-plus miles. Diesel fuel, $2.50 to $3 a gallon, depending upon where in the country you are. I don't have to put backup batteries in these new SpyPoint cameras because of the little solar panel. And if I do, I'm probably not going to be replacing them very often at all. So I'm just looking at this thinking, you know, in the first year of operation, since I run cameras year-round, I'm going to pay for my cameras in fuel and battery savings. What's the price point on these cameras? Let's break it down.
So like for the Link S, which has the solar panel and the cellular technology, you're going to find that at retail around $499, yeah, which for a cellular camera isn't outrageous anyway. But then when you start talking about the 7/100ths of a second trigger speed and the integrated solar panel, you got a lot of, it's a feature rich unit. But we also this year introduced our Link Micro, which, I mean, it's not solar. There's no video capabilities, more of an entry level cellular camera, but you're looking at $149 to get into a cellular technology camera at retail.
So let me get this right. For $150, I can have a cellular camera?
Absolutely. $150 at Link Micro. It's a 10-megapixel camera, half-second trigger speed, no video capabilities. But I've got an iPhone 8 Plus, and it's actually smaller than my cell phone is.
Right.
And you've got the cellular technology and all the flexibility of those data plans. You could, it's feasible. You know, because you're going to have to run out and change batteries in that. It's not a solar camera. But if you wanted to run a free plan, you could be in cellular technology, be getting 100 images a month on that free data plan, and never have more than $150 invested in a cellular camera.
Wow, total. Yeah, but I want 6,000 pictures a month, Trent. I want to see what's going on out there. Spy Point, where can we look at you online? Where can we walk out today, retail, walk in and buy one?
It's tough to find somewhere that doesn't carry us. We're in, I know you're down Texas, so Academy's big down there. We're Bass Pro, we're Cabela's, Dick's, Field & Stream. We're numerous online retailers, and even just your local bow shop is very likely a Spy Point dealer as well. Of course, you can learn more about any of our products at spypoint.com, and we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Spy Point, Spy Point Camera.
Okay.
Those handles are there, so you can reach out, ask questions there, and we're happy to help educate about cellular camera technology and how SpyPoint can make it just a little bit easier on you.
Yeah, awesome. You guys are everywhere. We're everywhere. For you listening up north on Sirius XM, some of our stations up there, Shields, some of the northern tier stores, you're all over the place. Canada.
Yep. Yeah, we're actually based out of Canada. So, if you're listening there, we're a Canada company based Victoriaville, Quebec, about halfway between Quebec City and Montreal. So, okay. Heavy, heavy North American process.
Yeah. Give us the website one more time so we can go browse today.
Super simple. Just spypoint.com.
Trent Marsh and SpyPoint, they're doing some really cool stuff, and I'm looking forward to purchasing and using their equipment. That built-in solar panel, it appears to me, works better than some of the add-on solar panels that we've had in the past, and I'm looking forward to seeing those results. Hey, one of our partners on the show here, WorkSharp Knife Sharpeners, the absolute best of the knife sharpening business. I use WorkSharp in the garage, in the kitchen, in the boat, in the field. These things put a sharper-than-new edge on your knives. They're offering a special deal right now for Big Billy Kinder Outdoor listeners. It's a limited time only, but when you go to WorkSharpTools.com, select what you want and use the promo code BigBilly30, you're going to get 30% off any WorkSharp products. That's a limited time only and only for you, Big Billy Kinder Outdoor listeners. 30% off WorkSharp knife sharpeners at WorkSharpTools.com. Just a heads up. We've got just enough time left on the show this week for a painful tale from our camp house storyteller. Although we lost Ray Sasser a year ago, we have a great library of his outdoor writing and storytelling. 3 decades the outdoor writer for the Dallas Morning News, a dozen books on the great outdoors, and our camp house storyteller at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, my friend Ray Sasser.
Though I try to be careful unhooking fish, the inevitable happened recently when a small bass caught on a topwater plug flopped at an inopportune moment, slipping from my grasp as I was trying to secure the fish. One of the rear treble hooks on the lure penetrated the fleshy fingertip of my right ring finger, and the bass and I were hooked on the same lure. The fish then fought harder than it had fought in the water. I was holding my fishing rod in my left hand and had a pair of forceps in my right, my thumb and forefinger already inserted into the rings on the forceps handles. If I dropped the rod, it would have further impacted on my hooked finger, so I reached out with my left forearm, cradled the fish, and hugged it tightly to my chest to control the wild flopping. It was impossible to extricate myself from this self-imposed Chinese puzzle. While I was reflecting on my unlikely situation, I was relieved to notice that the fish's wild gyrations had jerked the hook through my finger, exposing the barb. Working together, Emily and I managed to free the fish and return it to the lake. Then we walked to the car to look for a multi-tool with enough leverage to cut the hook. Emily wasn't strong enough to do it, and I couldn't make it work left-handed. We were only 15 minutes from home, though, and a substantial pair of cutting pliers, so we headed that way. Emily wanted to go straight to the hospital emergency room, but it wasn't the first time I'd been hooked, and I knew it wasn't as bad as it looked. Once we got to the proper tool, it was a simple matter of cutting off the barb end of the hook and pulling the hook out of my finger the same way it went in. Then I soaked my hand in warm, soapy water with a shot of bleach as an added disinfectant. The next move was really the worst part. I held my damaged finger in a small bowl of rubbing alcohol, mashing around in the wound to get the alcohol through the wound channel. Emily then applied 2 Band-Aids. By the next morning, the wound wasn't even sore. My tetanus shot was up to date, so I just kept an eye on the wound to make sure it was healing properly. I also made a trip to the hardware store and bought an even more substantial set of cutting pliers to carry in my tackle bag. For people who fish a lot, it's not a matter of if you have a hook mishap. It's more a matter of when it happens. If the hook is close to an eye or an artery, or you just don't feel comfortable with you or a fishing partner playing doctor, head for the nearest emergency room. Otherwise, you could probably do it yourself. Single hooks are easier than treble hooks. Go to YouTube and type in fish hook removal, and you'll find multiple videos showing how to back out a hook the classic way, using a length of fishing line to pop it out the way it went in. Veteran fishing outfitter Billy Chapman Jr. even sticks a hook in himself to demonstrate how to remove it. I don't recommend that degree of preparation, but the videos are good instructional tools for dealing with a hook in human flesh. Which reminds me of a fish hook story told me one time by an old friend of mine, Jim Kenny, and Jim and some friends were fishing years and years ago at Lake of the Pines. They were catching fish on topwater baits, bass I'm sure, and one of Jim's companions reached back to make a long cast and hooked his fellow companion in the back of the neck with a topwater plug that had three treble hooks on it. And all three hooks were in the guy's neck. So they looked at this situation and decided they couldn't handle it themselves. Cranked up the boat, headed back to the marina. Were walking up to the parking lot where they could get in a car and go to the doctor's office. As they were walking up to the parking lot, they met a woman walking down the walk. And she kind of walked by them and she did a double take. And she said, "Hey, did you know you have a fish hook stuck in the back of your neck?" Guy said, "Yeah, kind of knew that."
Have a great week. Keep the fish hooks in the fish's mouth, not your hand, okay? I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together and invite you back to this old camp house next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch. From all of us here in the old camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.